we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good morning to you, Brevard County. Oh, thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. You are listening to WMIE 91.5 FM. If you are listening at 8:30 of a morning or 5 o'clock of an evening, if you're listening at 10:30, you're listening at WWBC 1510 AM. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to the on-demand feature that is available through the WMIEFM.com website, and we thank you. However you are choosing to listen, we want to thank you for spending the next half hour with us, and we'd like to say thank you today to the fine folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284, and from what I understand from the forecast, the weather is supposed to be a little warm, like up into the mid-80s and stuff like that. I'm not quite ready for 90-degree temperatures yet. I'm not even really quite ready for 80-degree temperatures yet. But I think they're coming anyway. And so you want to make sure that your AC is up and running properly. And if it is not, if you happen to be in the central Brevard County area, you can give Creative AC Solutions, Bill Andriak, a call, 321-759-3284, and tell him you heard about him on the Refresh Radio program, and he will get you up and running so that you can keep your cool this summer when everybody else is blowing off steam. You can be nice and chill because of the air conditioning repairs that you had made when it was nice and cool. You know, an AC guy is not really a job that is conducive to comfort, because when people are needing their air conditioning fixed, they have you working when it's nice and hot. And if you're working on their heater, it tends to be very cold outside. And if you'd like to be a blessing to your AC repair guy, you might want to give him a call this time of the year where the weather is relatively mild, where he is not in unbearable heat or frigid cold while he is trying to keep you comfortable. And so if this is the slower time of the year, you might even be able to find the availability is a little freer and things like that, because here's what I found as a pastor. People don't like to call you until the problem has reached huge proportions. And a lot of times people don't call their AC guy or their heat guy until the system has quit working and now it's an emergency. If you would like to get in before peak demand for their services kicks in, you give the fine folks at Creative AC Solutions a call and they will come out and get you up and running. 321-759-3284. Tell them you heard Pastor Bob talk about them on the Refresh Radio program. And I just want to thank you all for listening. There's been more various types of feedback from people who are listening than I've heard in a short period of time. One of our parishioners was at church Wednesday night and said that they were dealing with a customer, and as they were interacting with the customer told them that they listened to the Refresh Radio program, and all of a sudden they had a bond. They had something in common. And so thank you for listening. I pray that the word has been beneficial to you, is beneficial to you. And today we are going to be concluding our study on the fruit of the Spirit that we have been talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks, and that is the fruit of the Spirit, of faithfulness. And like I said when we started this, faithfulness is not a commodity that is in oversupply, but it is a commodity. It is a character, characteristic or a virtue that is in high demand. As the economy is heating up, you are going to find that there are people who are willing to pay higher salaries for excellence and faithfulness. And so this could be a God-timed moment for you, for your faithfulness in serving the Lord to position you for even greater things in the days ahead. I want to take you to one more lesson here in the Word of God. We didn't touch on every reference in the Bible on faithfulness, but I did want to talk to you today about Jeremiah. Is where we're going to be, Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. And let me, as you're turning to Jeremiah chapter 23, let me just read Revelation chapter 1. We're going to be in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the New Testament and the Old Testament. So let me just read Revelation chapter 21. While you're turning to Jeremiah chapter 23, I'm going to read out of Revelation 21 and verse number 5. It says, "Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.'" In Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter and the 28th verse, it says, "The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" Today, I want to talk to you about the faithfulness of God's word. There has been a major assault on the word of God for the past 150 to 200 years, where people were trying to rationalize the word of God away. They had reached a period of enlightenment. They looked at the word of God instead of looking at it to see what it could speak into their life. They sat in judgment on the word of God. And I want you to know, I talked to you about faithful judges at one point in time. And with judges, you've got to make sure that you have jurisdiction over that. One point in time, I was asked to be in a situation, and as I began to address that situation, I said something to the parties involved, and I said this: "I do not have jurisdiction to intervene in this situation." And when I said that, both of the people involved didn't like the answer, because what they were wanting was for me to take their side over the other person's side. And quite frankly, I said, I don't have jurisdiction. Jesus ran into a similar situation when a man came to him and said, "Hey, tell my brother to split the inheritance with me." And he said, who made me a judge in this situation? Who granted me jurisdiction?" Now, in reality, Jesus has jurisdiction over every area. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But you've got to make sure that you have the jurisdiction. So I don't sit in judgment on the word of God. I sit in awe of the word of God. The scripture says that God has exalted his word and his name above all else. It says that the word is settled forever in heaven and on earth. That means that it is a faithful word. And so when the instructions were given to John and he said, "Behold, I make all things new," he said, "Write that down, for that statement is faithful. This word is a faithful word." And in Jeremiah chapter 23, we are commissioned that whoever has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. Now, you may think that because you are not a preacher, that you are not called to be a proclaimer of God's word, a faithful proclaimer of God's word. But I want you to know that's not the case. You see, everything that you receive, you are supposed to distribute that freely to others. Paul said, when we are giving our admonishment about communion, that which I have received, I have passed on to you. Okay, now unless that word is a private word about an action that you are supposed to take that is individual obedience, when it comes to the instruction of God's word, the exhortation of his word, the encouragement of his word, you and I are simply conduits that we are supposed to say, you know what? I have received this word in faithfulness, and I am going to proclaim this word in faithfulness. I am going to speak God's word faithfully. Okay? So we talk about the faithfulness of God's word, but there is also the faithful proclamation of God's word. The Bible says that in the last days there would come a time when people would not endure sound doctrine. They would instead gather themselves up teachers who would scratch their itching ears. They would proclaim, they would teach things that made people feel comfortable. I want to ask you today, when was the last time that the word of God came into your life and it made an impact instead of making you comfortable? Because if you go on to verse number 29, it says this, "Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" So when the word of God goes forth, it is faithfully declared, it has the potential of coming into your life as a refiner's fire, as something that is going to make you more precious. It's going to burn away that which is chaff. It's going to burn away that which is wood, hay, and stubble. But it is going to leave that which is enduring, and it is going to be more precious and more beautiful than it's ever been before. It also says that it's like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. And so when the word of God comes, it's a quick word, it's a powerful word. It is available, it's able to divide asunder between soul and spirit and penetrate into the joints and marrow. It is a powerful, powerful word. When Jesus comes in the book of Revelation and he comes as a conquering king, his word is going to go out of his mouth like a sword, and with that word, he will conquer his enemies. And so I'm thankful for the faithfulness of God's word. I'm thankful that men of old were faithful to write down that which they were prompted by the Holy Spirit, because those words are still having an impact in this day and time. But I want you to know that in 2018, God is still looking for faithful ambassadors who will faithfully proclaim the word of God, who will faithfully proclaim the faithful word. You see, there is so much lying and deception. There is so much subterfuge. There are people who are doing all sorts of things with compromised integrity and compromised value. But I want you to know that the word of God is a word that endures. And if the word is not faithful in Africa, if it's not faithful in Asia, if that word is not faithful in Europe, then it's not faithful here in America. You see, the word of God is faithful no matter. The word of God is faithful beyond culture. It is faithful beyond my experience. If there's a problem with the word of God, there's been a problem with my application of it. There's been a problem with my understanding of it. There's not a problem with the word itself. You see, the word of God is declared to be perfect. I believe that God said what he meant, and he meant what he said. And so thank God for his word, and let us not be telling people what they want to hear. Let us be proclaimers of the word of God that they need to hear. When I go to the doctor, I don't want him to tell me what I want to hear. I want him to tell me what I need to hear. Because if I hear what I want, then I'll go out and say, well, that was a waste of time. That was a waste of money. So when you and I come into the house of God, it's supposed to be an equipping word. God is faithful to provide for those who are on assignment for him. So let me tell you how Jeremiah approached it. And let me have you turn in your scripture just back to the left a few pages. Remember, we just talked about the word of God was like a fire. Let me read it to you again. Is not my word like a fire? That's what it says. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 20, let me see. Okay, let me begin reading in verse number 7. O Lord, you, and this is Jeremiah praying, O Lord, you induced me and I was persuaded. You are stronger than I and have prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me. Okay, so you might stop there and say, well, that doesn't sound like anything I want to be a part of. Why were they mocking him? And he begins to describe why they were mocking me. For when I spoke, I cried out, I shouted violence and plunder, because the word of the Lord was made to me a reproach and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not, for I heard many mocking, fear on every side. Report, they say, and we will report it. All my acquaintances watched for my stumbling, saying, perhaps he can be induced. Then we will prevail against him, and we will take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one. Therefore my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. But, O Lord of hosts, who test the righteous and see the mind and heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for I have pleaded my cause before you. What Jeremiah was saying was just because he was faithful to proclaim the faithful word, it didn't mean that his audience was going to receive it the way that God wanted them to receive it. Instead of receiving it with humility, they mocked it, they ridiculed it, and they persecuted the messenger. Persecuting the messenger does not invalidate the truth of the message. And Jeremiah got to the place where many of us get, and that is, if they don't want to listen, if there's going to be all of this backlash against me because I proclaim the word of God faithfully, then I am just not going to proclaim it anymore. And he said, I will not make mention of him. I won't speak anymore in his name. And he said, but it didn't cause the word to go away. Instead, he said, his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. Okay? The word was like a fire burning in my heart, shut up in my bones. When was the last time that you had a word from God that said, you know what? I've got to get this out. I can't keep this to myself. What if One of the reasons that the devil fights so hard against the people studying the word, the people of God studying the word of God, is because that word inside of us burns like a fire and it's longing for an outlet. What if instead of having to try and coerce people into evangelization, instead of trying to compel them to go out and tell their neighbors about the good news of Jesus Christ, what if the Word of God had a completely different attitude in our heart and our hearts were inclined differently, so that as it was coming in us, it was working powerfully in us, and we couldn't help ourselves but to get it out? He goes on to say in verse number 9, he said, I got tired of holding it back and I could not. I'm not a big fan of an infirmed church. I'm not a big fan of an impotent church. I'm a big fan of a glorious church. I'm a fan of an empowered church. That's the type of church that I believe Jesus Christ wants us to be. I am also a huge fan of a church that is focused on the Word of God. I believe that the Word is absolutely essential. You see, I don't just need nice little outlines. I don't need a nice little presentation. I need a word that is fresh from the throne room of heaven, that you can still smell the oven as it is just left. You know, the bread of heaven has just left the oven, if you will, to where it still has that aroma. You can still feel the heat in it. I want you to know that if we try to suppress the Word of God, that it has an effect upon us, that it will weary us. It will weary us. Jeremiah said, I got frustrated. I got tired of being persecuted. So I said, I'm not going to speak anymore. And there was a fire that was a word that was burning in my heart like fire. It was shut up in my bones. And I got tired holding it back. And he said, and I got to the place where I couldn't hold it back any longer. What does an awakened church with a faithful word, what does it look like? It says, you know what? People might mock me on every side, but I'm going to go ahead and proclaim the Word of God, and whatever comes my way, well, it just comes my way. I hope today that you will recognize the faithfulness of God's Word and you will begin to proclaim it on a regular basis. When you go to church, take notes, because that piece of paper will remember the things that have been spoken better than your mind will. We do our services on Facebook Live, and my daughter's in charge of that transmission, if you will. And she will many times put relevant comments about either something that I have said or something that has been quickened in her spirit. She will attach that. And so it actually pops up whenever whenever the broadcast is going on. And some people that says, can you please get them to stop doing that? Well, I don't want them to stop doing that, because they will remember, they will be able to go back later on in the week and say, now, what was it that the Holy Spirit was quickening to my heart as Pastor Bob was preaching on Sunday morning? Okay, let me take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. This is going to be the last verse we look at as we talk about the fruit of the Spirit of faithfulness here on this Friday. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 15. But I have used none of these things, nor have I written these things, that it should be done so to me. For it would be better for me to die than that anyone should make my boasting void. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have been entrusted with a stewardship. What is my reward then? that when I preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, I may present the gospel of Christ without charge, that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel. Paul said, I have this mindset that says, woe is me if I do not preach the good news. Woe is me if I do not preach the good news. Now, hear me. Sometimes the good news is a word that makes us aware of our condition. I'm old enough to remember the program Hee Haw. My parents would watch that on a weekly basis. And back in those days, you didn't have a television in every room. You weren't able to watch something on your phone. You got to watch whatever Dad wanted to watch. And they had a remote system long before there was remotes that were actually in existence. They would change the channel by issuing a decree from the couch, said, Bob, go change the channel, put it on channel 2 or channel 6 or channel 8. That's what it was in Tulsa. There was only one other station, and that was the PBS station, and my parents didn't ever say to go put it on that. They would have on this Hee Haw, this skit, and this person would be describing something, and the person would say, well, that's terrible. And the guy said, no, that was good. And then he would describe what was good about it, and then the person would say, well, that's wonderful. And the guy would say, no, that was terrible. And it was this on and off again thing of something bad that happened, that something good came out of it. And I want you to know that the good news will sometimes make you aware of a very bad condition. And you would say, well, that's horrible news. And I say, no, that's good news, because good news is you may be steeped in sin, but you've got a Savior who died upon a cross, who gave his life, who shed his blood so that you could be forgiven of your sins. And he sits upon the throne now, ever interceding on your behalf to empower you so that you can live the life that he always wanted you to live. The gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. Our condition without Christ is bad news, but we have a great message to be able to share with people. And he says, I can do it two ways. I can preach the gospel willingly, or I can preach it because I have been entrusted with a stewardship, but I have a reward that is going to be mine because I faithfully proclaim the word of God. I pray that this series on faithfulness has been beneficial to you, and it has created in you a desire to abide in Christ and abide in the Holy Spirit and produce the fruit of the Spirit, specifically the fruit of the Spirit, which is faithfulness, so that you can faithfully proclaim the faithful word of God. See you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.